भयो
व्याधय
क्लेश
दैव
भूतात्मा हेतव अजात
शत्रो
अभवन् जन्तूनां
राज्ञी
कर्हिचित्
नाधयो
व्याधय
क्लेश
दैव भूतात्म हेतव अजात शात्रो
चात्रावभवन्
जन्तूनां राज्ञि कर्हिचित् न
never
adhayah
anxieties
vyadhayah diseases kleshah
trouble due to excessive heat and cold
daiva bhutatma
all due to the body
supernatural power
and other living beings.
Hetavah,
due to the cause of
Ajata Shatro,
unto one who has no enemy.
Abhavan,
happened.
Jantunam,
of the living beings.
Ragni,
unto the king.
Karhichit,
at any time.
Translation.
Due to the king's having no enemy, the living beings were not at any time disturbed by mental agonies, diseases, or excessive heat or cold.
So, in the previous verse, it has been described that nature was favorable. The river, the hills, the mountains, forest, vegetable, creepers, these are our natural surroundings. Animals, everyone was complete. It is a cooperation. So many living entities, according to karma, we have got different bodies. Some has got the human form of body, some has got the body of an animal, some has got the body of a tree, creeper, sometimes hills, mountains also. Everyone, their business is cooperation. We can study from our own body. There are different parts of the body, but it is a business of cooperation. Hand, legs, eyes, ears, nose, they're all cooperating for the upkeep of the body. Similarly, all living entities may be in different types of bodies. They are meant for cooperating in the matter of serving the Supreme Lord. Central point. Just see the So, if the government or the chief of the executive power, the king, is just to the point, dharmena, as it was said, abiding by the religious principles, ruling over the country, everything, even natural elements, they become cooperative. They must become cooperative. What is nature? Nature is also another energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the nature is also working under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mayadhakshena prakitis, shyate sa characharam, hetunani na kontiya jagad bhi parivartate. So Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cooperation was so complete that everyone was free from anxiety, disease, calamities, natural disturbance. In this material nature or material world, we have got three kinds of sufferings. Tritāp Yantra. Sri Sanatana Goswami inquired, why these three kinds of miseries inflict pains upon me? Kiyami kano more jape tapatroya. Tapatroya. Tapa means painful condition. Tapa. Just like if you touch fire, it creates a painful condition by burning the pot. Similarly, this world is also a blazing fire, saṃsāra dāvānala. The rascals, they do not know. They are always out of the three kinds of miserable condition, everyone is in somewhere other under these conditions. These conditions means it is these klesha, painful conditions, they are created by three causes. What are those causes? Daiva Bhutatma Hetava. Daiva means created by the demigods. Daiva, Devata. Just like this rain department, water department, is under the control of Indra. So, Indra can supply water just to your requirement, or sometimes he does not supply, or he sometimes supplies over requirement, otivrishti, anavrishti. Anavrishti means no rain, and otivrishti means excessive. So we don't want excessive or less. We want just proper. So this is under the control of the devata. You cannot say, you may be a very great scientist, you cannot say that it is under my control. When there is no rainfall, you cannot say, all right, we are scientists, we are creating rain. You can theoretically say, now we are making progress in future. All these rascals say, in future. And we also believe that in future, these rascals will give us all happiness. Not now. Now you die. Just like a clever lawyer, his client was condemned to death, to be hanged. I have seen it in Allahabad High Court. And still he is patting him, don't worry, I shall get you released by appeal. Now you can go to be hanged, and I shall get you released. Like that. I have seen it. One big European barrister, in those days, European barristers were very valuable. Mr. Alstone. I had also one case in the High Court. So one man, one medical practitioner, he killed his servant in the operation room, very mercilessly. The servant was implicated with his wife. To revenge, he called the servant in the operation room. The servant did not know that he was to be killed, and immediately he was captured, chloroformed, and mercilessly killed with knife. And then, packed up in a box, he was taking the corpse in a different place to throw away. In the meantime, a police officer was passing. He saw the drops of blood is coming out of the box. He immediately arrested. So this case was, then the doctor was condemned to death. So Mr. Alston was appointed his lawyer. So he was solacing, "Don't worry, I shall get you released by appeal." So our so-called scientists, they also say like that, "In future, we shall do this. In future. Now you go to hell." That's all. But they, in future, they cannot do anything. Daivijhesha gunamai mama maya durata. Nature's law is so strong. These so-called childish scientists, they cannot give you any relief. That is not possible. That is not possible. It is simply false promise. And those who are fools and rascals, they believe that in future, what they have done in the past, they cannot do anything. Therefore, it is said, there are three kinds of miserable condition: daiva, bhuta, atma. Daiva means adhidaivik, and bhuta means adhibhautik, and atma means adhyatmik. Three kinds of miseries. Adhyatmik, pertaining to your body and mind. Body, we have got experience. So many bodily troubles, anxieties. If not body, mental, these are called adhyatmik. Then, adhibhauti. I am peaceful. You give me some trouble. I am peacefully sitting here, but these flies are giving me trouble, unnecessarily. I have to take precaution. So there are flies, mosquitoes, at night so many other animals, they come. Besides that, my brother, my friend, they are also prepared to give me trouble. Somewhere other living entities causing some painful condition. This is called adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. Painful condition created by the demigods. Just like there is hurricane all of a sudden. So many trees falls down, sometimes cottages devastated. Over flood, excessive rain, over flood, famine, pestilence. You have no control. You cannot control. You can simply say in future, that's all. But there is no control. So we are always in this painful condition, that is material life. But those who have got eyes, sense, they can see. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he could see. He was prime minister, well situated materially, learned scholar, very intelligent. Otherwise, how they could become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal associates, very qualified. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Sanatana Goswami consulted Jagadananda that I want to do this, what is your advice? Sanatana Goswami became infected with itches all over the body. And it was what is called bleeding itches. Itches are two kinds, dry and sometimes oozing water. What is it called?
Weeping.
Not pus. Weeping, yes. The technical name is weeping, dry and weep. So it was weeping itches. And whenever he would go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And the weeping secretion will touch the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he thought that I am suffering from this disease, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing me, I shall kill myself. I shall commit suicide. So he consulted, not for suicide, but leaving the place. So when he was advised, yes, you can leave the place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard, he heard this news that Jagadananda has advised Sanatana Goswami to leave the place. He became very angry that you have the audacity to advise Sanatana Goswami, nonsense. He was so respectful to Sanatana Goswami. The same Sanatana Goswami approached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asking him the question, what I am, why I am put into this threefold miserable condition of life. So this is our position. We may be very great man in the estimation of our friends and countrymen, but everyone is subjected to the miserable condition of life. They cannot make any solution. That is not possible. They have made a solution, big learned scholars, just that Mr. Kotovsky said, Swamiji, after death there is no life. Everything is finished. Unless they think like that, their life becomes more horrible, full of anxieties. If they think of that there is another life, and there is punishment and reward according to our karma, then their life is very horrible. So, just like the animals, poor animals, sometimes facing enemy, close the eyes as if there is no enemy. So they do like that, close the eyes. Children, when there is danger, they close the eyes. They have no other means to escape. So these people, they close the eyes. There is no light after death. Otherwise, they cannot accommodate. But there is life after death. Tatha dehantaram prapti. Tatha dehantaram prapti. There is life after death, simply change of body. Now there are so many bodies, 8,400,000 of bodies. I can become next life a fly according to my karma, or I can become next life Brahma, that is also according to karma. But there are varieties of life. So the so-called scientists, they do not know what is life after death, how it happens, how it is going on. This is a great science. That you can understand from the Vedic literature, not from your so-called scientific research. That is not possible. So, how these people during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthira were free from all kinds of anxieties and diseases. Nadhayo badhayo klesha. If you are in anxiety, then that will create a disease. Our this psychological condition, physiological condition is working in so subtle way. Little shocking, little disturbance we get. Another disturbance. The Ayurvedic medicine, they treat patient on this principle. How things are disturbed. They have got their calculation. Kapha, Pitta, Vayu, Tridhatu. This body is a composition of these three dhatu. Jasyatu buddhi kunape tridhatu ke kunape. This is a bag created by the interaction of the three elements, namely kapha, pitta, bile. Bile, mucus, and air. This is Kaviraj treatment. They can understand the position of these three elements by feeling the pulse. This is Ayurvedic science. If one Kaviraj can learn to feel the pulse, he can say everything. He can say when this man will die, today or tomorrow, or accurately will say. The pulse beating is so scientifically described in Ayurvedic science. As soon as he fixes up the pulse beating, immediately the formulas are there. Such kind of pulse beating will create such and such symptoms. So you feel the pulse and inquire the patient, are you feeling like this? If he says yes, then it is confirmed. The disease is confirmed. Then the medicine is there. Very simple thing. Now, in the allopathic treatment, first of all, you have to sacrifice one shatak of blood immediately, as soon as you go to the medical man in your country. He'll take so much blood. First of all, you have to give your blood. Then fees. Then you have to purchase nonsense medicine. So here are also, there are nonsense Kavirajas also. So unless one is expert in feeling the pulse, he is not Kaviraj. That is the criterion.
It will take 2 years.
Huh? Just see.
The pulse feeling is takes two years time.
2 years' time. So this is the this body is made of three dhatu and misadjustment of these three things. If the mucus is increased, the other two decrease. In this way, disturbance is created, and that is the cause of disease. Adhayo, badhayo. So if people remain completely in hygienic principle, as they are prescribed in the Shastras, just like rise early in the morning, take bath, evacuate, and chant Hare Krishna mantra. If you follow the rules and regulations, then there will be no anxiety, no disease. People become crazy when he is full of anxieties or disease. If he is happy in every respect, then he does not become crazy. he does not become enemy. If everyone is satisfied, then where is the chance of becoming your enemy or my enemy? Everyone is satisfied. So in Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the government was responsible also to keep people peaceful without any anxiety. That is government. Without any anxiety. Now the government means full of anxieties. You do not know how to sleep peacefully at night. You have to keep watchmen. Just see enemies are coming or not. With torchlight, you see. This is our position. Full of anxieties. Even we cannot sleep at night peacefully. This is government. And here, you see, compare the government, no anxiety. No anxiety. Just compare. So what is the use of this rascal government? The rascal government must be there because we are rascals. You cannot complain against the government because we select. It is the days of democracy. We elect our representative. So why you should blame the government? You have created the government. You have sent your representative, a rascal, another big rascal. You are a rascal and another big rascal you have voted. So how you can expect good government? You send only big rascals, that's all. So there cannot be. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That in the Kali Yuga, all the people will be rascals, shudras. Simply by manipulation, if one gets vote, he captures the governmental power. Shudra. He is a shudra. He is not a kshatriya. Jayesh Maharaj Yudhishthira, trained up kshatriya. He is a rascal, third-class man, fourth-class man. He gets the vote and we give vote. So how he can be happy? How he can be carefree or anxiety-free or disease-free? It is not possible. Therefore, if the people in general, they become Krishna conscious, they become trained up in Krishna consciousness, they understand the value of life, how to live, then they can send good representative, Krishna conscious man. Then the government will be nice. Without becoming harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna, if people are not Krishna conscious, their so-called qualification has no value. Kuto mahadguna, that cannot be. That cannot be any good qualification of a person who is not Krishna conscious, who is not a devotee. This is our conclusion. We have got some test tubes. We can study man. He may become a very good scholar, very good politician, very big minister. But we test whether he has got any sense of Krishna consciousness. If he is not, immediately I understand that he is a rascal number one. That's all. We have got to test you. How much he is advanced in Krishna consciousness? If he is not, then he is grouped immediately in four groups. Duskitina means constantly committing sinful activities. Mura, rascal, naradham, lowest of the mankind, maya, apuritajnana, although educated with high degrees, his knowledge has been taken away, asuri bhava mahasita, and demon. Navang duskitina mura prapadanti naradhama, maya, apuritajnana, asuri bhava mahasita. Immediately classify, here is a rascal number one, lowest of the mankind, or always engaged in sinful activities, or whatever education he has got, that is useless because his real knowledge, just like Professor Kotowski, such a big professor, he says there is no life after death. He's a rascal number one. What is the meaning of this education? He does not know that the soul is eternal, and therefore Bhagavad Gita teaches first, Dehinasmin Jathadehi Kaumaraju. Na hannate hannamane sarire. First of all, understand this. Soul is eternal. You are eternal. You do not die after the annihilation. This is the first education. And these rascals, they say, there is no life after death. So how much educated they are, you can understand. Now, all rascals. And you may open big, big colleges and institutions, providing some rascal professor and rascal student, and beg the whole life and sacrifice everything, it is useless. Samayeva hi kevalam. Simply wasting time. Dharmasthanasthita pungsam vishakshena kathasuja nutpadayet rating jedi samayeva hi kevalam. Samayeva hi kevalam. You can do your duties very nicely, very good, dharma sanusthi. But if you do not develop your, I would say, attachment for Krishna, Vasudevi, Katharuchi, here Krishna Katha is going on, topics on Krishna is going on, let me hear it. Just like here, we are talking of Krishna. Nobody is coming. Nobody is coming. Only few selected. So Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, there is no taste for hearing Krishna Katha. So such kind of education, advancement of civilization, is Sramayeva Hi Kevalam. Simply wasting time. And if you waste your time in such foolish activities, then there will be anxiety, there will be disease, there will be enemies, there will be disturbance, everything, one after another. Natural disturbance, disturbance by other living creatures, disturbance by your body. So this world will become hell. This is the point. So just compare the present governmental situation and the time. That is, king is supposed to be responsible for the citizens' peaceful life, no anxiety, no disease. Adhaya badhaya. That is king. Just like one Brahmin approached Lord Ramchandra, that in the presence of father, the son has died, you are responsible. There must be something wrong in your kingdom. His son died. And that it is natural that father leaves, son leaves, father dies. This is natural death. What is this? The father is living and son is dying. So king was so much responsible. Even the death must be systematic. There should be no anxiety. There should be no disease. There should be no scarcity, no famine, no natural disturbance. This is God. This is government. Just try to understand the ideal government during Maharaja Yudhishthira's time. Not only Maharaj Yudhisthira, all the kings, Rajarshayo, Imagarajarshayo, Vidu, they are all great rishis, although they are Kshatriyas, Brahmana and Kshatriya. They used to guide the general people. The high caste means would guide the people nicely. the Brahmana by their Vedic knowledge, perfect knowledge. Patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigra. By high learning, they were not interested for capturing the government. No, they had no time. But there was consulting body. Even Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, there is consulting body. All the kings, the brahmanas and the rishis, they would form a consulting body and give advice to the king. My dear king, do like this. And they will abide. Just like head gives the instruction to the arms. Not the arm gives instruction to the head. Head, brain. Mukho bahu rupade bha. So Brahmana means this portion, head, brain. And Kshatriya means this portion, arm. And Vaishya means this portion, belly. And Shudra means this, leg. So no part is unimportant. Every part is important for upkeep of the body. But comparative study, this part is more important. If my head is cut off, then all other parts may remain, it will not act. Similarly, at the present moment, there is no Brahman. All Shudras, simply legs. If you keep the legs of the body, what is the value of this body? There must be head. Everything must be there. Everything must be there. The head must be there, arms must be there, the abdomen must be there, the legs must be there. Then it is complete body. Similarly, this scientific division, Chatupannang Maya system, Gunakarma Vibhagasa, the division of the human society according to quality, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Krishna says, Maya system, this is my creation for upkeep of the social system. So, there is necessity of the Shudras and there is necessity of the Brahmana, there is necessity of the Kshatriya. Everyone is required to do, to function in his particular position, then the society will be nādhayo vādhayo klesha. No more anxiety and no more disease. Everyone is peaceful, cool-minded, cool brain, then chant Hare Krishna without any disturbance and go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.